Number nine, and this is consideration of a resolution opposing the continued use of local property tax revenues for state budget purposes. And I'm sure you all can guess this has got a little edge to it. So, City Manager.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, this item is brought to you because very shortly we may see the governor attempting to, in his budget revision, to take away some additional property tax from the city of Grover Beach. We were made aware of this actually just last week when we learned that there were the governor's proposal, or there was a proposal to the governor to include the borrowing, as he calls it, or the taking of approximately 8% of our property tax to be used as part of the budget solution in the event the propositions are that are on the ballot tomorrow fail. We since learned that actually the governor has included that proposal as a part of his revision, and it's our understanding that it's his intent to proceed with that revision if those ballot measures fail tomorrow. In terms of what that means for the city of Grover Beach, probably it's important to note this is an ongoing continuum. You may have read about it in the paper, but it's important to note that cumulatively, the city of Grover Beach, since the state began using local revenues that belong to the city of Grover Beach, have lost $4,078,456. Let me tell you, that can certainly pave a lot of streets and other projects that probably should have been done. What this means to the city of Grover Beach is if the governor is successful in his proposal, it would mean that we would lose $265,000 out of our general fund. Coupled with the severe economic conditions that we're all facing, that would have the impact of basically reducing our general fund budget from slightly over $7 million to $6,775,000. Roughly, that puts us in the neighborhood of where we were back in 2006, about the time that the citizens of this community passed the half-cent sales tax adjustment. So that just will give you some perspective on what we're losing. Obviously, that will have significant impacts. We're in the middle of a two-year budget cycle. That will mean that within the next several weeks, we will need to begin taking a look at alternatives to address that issue. With us tonight is Mr. Dave Mullinex. He is the field representative with the League of California Cities. And staff has proposed that the council adopt the attached resolution opposing the continued use of local property tax revenues for budget purposes. And I'm sure Mr. Mullinex can probably tell you more about what's going on in Sacramento.
Mr. Mullinex.
Thank you, Your Honorable Mayor and Council members. Great to be back here. Sorry to be bringing you some more bad news from Sacramento. I think we all are aware that we do have an election tomorrow that is expected. All the measures that deal with the budget are polling very poorly and will probably fail tomorrow. The governor, as your city manager pointed out, the governor has proposed two separate May revises, one with the initiatives passing and one without. The one without is the one we're kind of operating off right here. And if that does happen, the governor has proposed to take $2 billion from local governments statewide, and this county and the counties that we represent here in the Channel Counties are all taking major hits. Local governments have been through some very painful budget cycles over the past year, made cuts to positions, deferred capital projects, burned through some reserves, and for the state to come back once again and borrow money from us is, in our opinion, very irresponsible, because we're the ones that are on the front line of providing Californians the services they expect from government. The League of California Cities is rolling out, and we started to roll out a campaign called Save Your City. The first action was last week when we had local government officials and city staff members and citizens from around the state call our legislators up in Sacramento and the governor, and we jammed up their phone boards for 3 hours, again, to send kind of an opening salvo to this, like, do not take our money. You need to do your job and construct a balanced budget that's fair and but respects local governments as well. Some of the other things we'll be doing in the coming weeks is this resolution. You're one of seven cities in this county that will be passing similar type of resolutions, kind of declaring like a fiscal emergency of our own. And the state needs to realize that we are faced with our own challenges here on the front lines. We're also, again, we will be going out in the community to business groups, labor groups, environmental groups, housing groups, to try to build a coalition so that when we do speak to our legislators like Assemblyman Blakeslee and Senator Maldonado and the governor, that we're speaking as a community and not just from a city hall, but a community as a whole, and making sure that we're all involved and engaged and speaking with a coherent message. And over the course of the next several weeks and months, I would appreciate help from each and every one of you in reaching out to those groups and to get, again, your community engaged in the process in lobbying our legislators. We will also be producing a website that will be, I filmed your mayor earlier today, it's kind of a YouTube-type website where we'll be doing 30-second to 1-minute spots of elected officials and other members of your community that will be sent directly to our legislators up there in Sacramento that talks about what these budget cuts, how they impact our community as well. And we will also be, this is also building up towards a huge summit that we will be calling for in July 17th and 18th, it looks like, up in Sacramento. We hope to have over 1,000 elected officials up there calling for comprehensive and true reforms, possibly leading to a constitutional convention or even a state initiative. And it's finally time that we're sending a message. Let's stop trying to use duct tape and baling wire and operating at the margins. Let's have some true reform, and let's get the state in order and allow us to be able to conduct our business without having the state constantly looking, you know, over our shoulders and their hands in our pockets. So it's going to be a very active and crazy few months in the coming months, but it will also kind of a unifying cry for local governments. The county will also be behind us. We're building, a coalition across the state that represents communities as a whole. And, again, I look forward to working with all of you in the coming weeks and months. And we'll be also doing a lot of media outreach, including press conferences and activities such as that. So, again, I really appreciate all the work you all have done over the past week and in the coming weeks. And, again, we'll look forward to working with all of you. And I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thank you for those comments. Any questions of Mr. Molinax?
I have a question.
Councilmember Bright.
I understand that that they have up to 3 years to pay back any of the funds they've borrowed. Have any of those funds ever been paid back, to your knowledge?
That is under the Prop 1A that we passed in 2004. Unfortunately, I don't mean to be getting too arcane in the explanation, but there have been a couple of cases at the Superior Court level that have said because of the concept of separation of powers between legislative, executive, and judicial branches, the judicial branch cannot compel the legislature to pay us back. So what it'll be is, what it could literally be, because quite frankly, I don't see how the state will ever be able to pay us back the $2 billion, it'll be like us having a judgment against the state with the state unwilling to pay us back. So in my opinion, my humble opinion, the state will never be able to pay us back the money they borrow from us.
But what about previous dollars?
Oh, they've never paid us back.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
That's an easy one.
Hence the $4 million we've lost.
Right. I was just wondering if any of that had ever been.
No, and despite promises of previous governors and the legislature over the past year since, as pointed out earlier, since the early 90s, they have never paid us back despite numerous promises.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem Nichols.
Was it an error in the proposition that they did not set forth particular criteria on if the money, in fact, is borrowed and has to be paid back within 3 years. Could they have not gone further in being more specific about how and when it must be paid back? Would that have done anything?
Well, you know, actually, when we did pass that initiative, we'd actually qualified an initiative that was much stricter at the time. Now, in 2004, we had a governor that had a 65% approval rating, and the League of California Cities had never done statewide initiatives. We now have a governor with a 30% approval rating, and we've won 4 straight statewide initiatives. So would we repeat that same approach? Absolutely not. And what I would imagine is if the summit that we're calling and these legislative advocacy attempts, lobbying attempts, do fail, that we would do an initiative that is much stricter, that would not allow those type of loopholes.
Okay, one other question, I guess. We have this not seminar coming up at the end of September in San Diego.
Yes, Mayors and Councils Institute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we going to hear more about this program, I assume, at that?
Absolutely, and we'll also be conducting a major press conference with elected officials all over the state on Friday of that conference as well. And, again, would encourage all of you to attend that. And we'll be doing some workshops on what's happening and what we anticipate on happening. And, again, we'll also have the answer of what happens in tomorrow's election. So, absolutely, we will be covering this rather extensively.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
And you had also talked about Budget Action Day on June 3rd.
June 3rd. Okay. And we'll be going up to Sacramento to lobby our legislators up there in Sacramento to, again, show them, again, what the challenges we're faced with. Because, quite frankly, up there in Sacramento, there seems to be this impenetrable plastic bubble that envelops that capital, and they drink each other's Kool-Aid, and we have to go up there to remind them what they're supposed to be doing up there.
Well put.
Yes. Dave, can you did you have something?
I just wanted to make a suggestion.
Councilman Myers, go ahead, and then I'll make my comments.
I suggest you might want to restate your name and who you represent and contact information for the general public.
Sure.
I find it very interesting, but I already know who you are, but I'm sure a lot of people in the viewing audience don't know.
Okay, you got a 10-second infomercial.
my name is Dave Mullinax. I work with the League of California Cities. I represent the 25 cities in SLO County, Santa Barbara County, and Ventura County. And we try to make sure that the preservation of local control and local revenues vis-a-vis against Sacramento. Thank you very much.
Okay. And Dave, I want to just kind of go back because Prop 1A, approved in 2004, by 84% of the voters.
Correct.
That was the trigger in there that Councilmember Bright talked about as far as allowing the state or the governor to borrow the monies. However, there was the requirement that it be a fiscal emergency?
That is correct. The governor could call a fiscal emergency, and he could borrow the money by calling the fiscal emergency and with a two-thirds vote of the legislature. Now, we do, our assembly member, Sam Blakesley, has been recently made the assembly Republican leader, and he has much more pull up in Sacramento right now. He's considered one of the big five, which is the assembly leader, and Senate leaders of each party and the governor, and they do most of the negotiating on the budgets. So it really benefits us to have Sam in that position, but it also, you know, Sam needs to hear from all of us, too, not just our local elected officials, but citizens from the area saying, hey, Mr. Blakesley, remember what you're supposed to be doing up there representing us as a district and not preserving local governments as well.
Okay.
So that message we need to continue.
Yeah, and this resolution is a first step, or it's another step in us trying to make them aware of the impacts on Grover Beach. I mean, all other cities are considering this, and I think Bob pointed this out. All the way, obviously, from back in the 1990s, the city has lost $4 million to state takeaways. Some were promised to be paid back, but were not paid back. This year, $265,000 out of a general fund budget, the smallest general fund in San Francisco County. And really, what does that mean to us? Well, that means our efforts for fire consolidation, are going to be severely impacted as we continue to negotiate with the Rio Grande and Oceano, because the issue of parity continues to be on the table. Streets, in 2006, the voters in this community approved a 0.5% sales tax measure, which we have been very active in using that money on our streets. You'll notice North 4th, North 12th, Atlantic City. Tonight, I think we have a next round of streets that we want to do. It's going to severely affect our ability to do that, and I know it's not as many streets as I'd like to see done or the council would like to see done, but we have been making progress. And for this to happen, to roll our budget back to 2006, is really an unfortunate situation. So tonight's resolution is really to signal that pretty much the gloves have come off. I think the league has tried to be very diplomatic in how we do this, and so tonight is a first step to let the legislature know that we expect them to go up there and represent us in a fair, responsible manner, not to continue to take our money, take our property taxes, and give us unfunded mandates. So thank you for being here tonight, and we look forward to the Save Your City campaign. And I think if you call us, I think we'll be there to assist in those efforts.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. Thank
Mr. Mayor, if you'd like a motion, I'm ready to make it. Then I would move that we adopt the resolution opposing the state's continued use of local property tax revenues for its budget purposes.
I'll second that.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. If there's no additional discussion, roll call.
Yes.
Councilmember Peterson.
Yes.
Councilmember Bright.
Yes.
Councilmember Myers.
Yes.
Mayor Scholes.
Yes. Thank you again, Mr. Molinax.
Thank you, Dave.